News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT proudly presents America's Coolest Conservative. Well, proudly could be stretching it a bit. Welcome to the TJ Ritchie Show.
Hello, my people. Here we go. Boy, we are wired up and fired up, ready to go tonight. Ooh. There's so much going on, and we have so many people to put on blast, as the kids say. We're going to put them on blast. But go ahead and jump on the phones if you want to talk. You want to be on the radio. It's 704-570-1110. Now, I know we have a lot of people who are checking out the show for the first time. I know a lot of people did last night, and I appreciate it. But you should know, I'm going to give you the speech that I gave when I first started on this radio station just a few months ago. This is big time. WBT is a big time radio station, one of the most well-respected in all of the radio business. So if you're going to be on the phone talking on this radio station, you got to bring it. You got to bring it. Okay? You got to be top notch. I am the only one allowed to be on this radio station that's not top notch. So we don't have room for any amateur callers who are not top notch. I've taken that spot. 704-570-1110. That's the number to call and text on the WPT text line, driven by Liberty Buick GMC. Before we get started into Charlie Kirk and all of the other stuff that's going on, there's been a situation at the Naval Academy in Annapolis with the reports of an active shooter. And so far, all we know is, what did it say, Isaac? Several victims?
Several victims being assessed.
Okay. So we'll keep an eye on that and let you know how that is going. And it seems like when things start to go haywire on the news cycle, that it's a trend for a little while. And we learned about that in school too. You know, when the Kennedy assassination happened, it was around the same time as the Robert Kennedy assassination. And then the person who assassinated Kennedy was assassinated on live TV. And then Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated. And I mean, all of this stuff seems like it goes on and it starts happening in a domino effect in the United States. So still, what we're seeing now is the difference between good people and bad people in the United States. Now, you never want it to come to that. You never want it to come down to the fact that there is good on one side and bad on the other, because we don't want to be divided in the United States. We have something special together, and that is we are all citizens of the greatest country in the history of the world. So you don't want to be at odds with each other, and this team is better than that team, and you're that divided. But that's where the Democrats have gotten us. The Democrats have divided us. And I don't just mean the politicians. I mean everybody who makes their living by being a Democrat. If your livelihood depends upon your being a Democrat, that's who I'm talking about. So the politicians, their assistants, their pundits, everybody, advisors, anybody and everybody in the political world, the ones that we see and the ones that we don't see, and the ones that we don't see are the most dangerous. Like the ones that we didn't see who were running the country while Joe Biden was too demented to do it, too feeble to do it. There was a group of Marxists, and we don't know who the main Marxist was, but we do know that there was a group of Marxists that was doing everything going on in the country that came from the White House, like opening the borders and all of those types of things. Everything bad they could possibly do for this country got done during that Biden administration. And rarely will you hear me say this is something that Biden did, because Biden, I don't think, did anything. I think that the extreme Marxists that were part of Obama's team, I think they ran the country during those 4 years. Now, everybody's still, well, everybody who's not demonic is saddened by the political assassination of Charlie Kirk yesterday. And we're going to get into a lot of this. I mean, I had to just stop watching clips on social media trying to prepare for the show. I couldn't do it anymore. These people make me sick. And they're all the same. They fit the profile that I laid out last night, but I'm going to add to it a little bit today, because there is a clear majority of people who are acting out on the internet and saying these crazy things and talking all tough and saying that he deserved what he got and laughing maniacally into the camera and all of that. The majority of the videos that you see on TikTok, Instagram, all of them. And I'm sorry, ladies, but the majority of them are women. Crazy, evil women. And it makes sense from a psychological standpoint. Now, we also haven't forgotten about Irina Zaratustra. We're going to get back into that. We can't let one news event, as horrible as it is, take us away from the importance of that case. So, how are they related? They're related. They have the same elements in them. They were caused by the same people and the same tactics. The same evil, divisive tactics caused this beautiful, young, innocent woman to be stabbed in the neck on a train in Charlotte that caused Charlie Kirk to get assassinated. And I'm going to say something, and I know that I'm the low man on the totem pole here at this great radio station, which is fine. I just started, and I'm not in a prime slot as far as a time slot. But I am an expert in connecting with a radio audience, and I hope to grow it. Obviously, but there is a professional national media figure that has done something today to out himself as being one of the bad guys, and I'm coming right after him. And I hope that somebody knows him. I hope that somebody takes a clip of my podcast and tags him in it, sends it to him. I hope everybody can spread the word, because he needs to have his comeuppance. He's a little bit too arrogant and proved himself to be out of his league today and just playing pretend on national TV. Who is it? Well, I'll tell you that in a little while. I will tell you this. He's a pretty boy. He's a real pretty man. And I mean it. I mean it. He's a good looking man. He's pretty. And that's one of the reasons why he is being promoted and put into the position that he's in. It's not because he's intelligent or any more intelligent than anybody walking the street. So all of that is coming up. And look, we're going to try to get into some, well, we actually are. We're going to get into some things a little bit lighthearted tonight. I know it's been nothing but sad stuff across the board in the news over the past in Charlotte. It's been nonstop sad stuff for 2 weeks. So we're going to get into some lighthearted things, hopefully make you laugh and forget your troubles for just a few minutes. All right. So we'll get into the thick of it coming up next. Hang on.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
Radio, podcasts, and cool social media content. Get all the TJ you can handle at wbt.com/TJ. Now, back to the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Hang on tight, ladies and gentlemen. We're rocking at the speed of light. So, here we are. And everything is playing out just like we knew that it would. You have yet another act of violence perpetrated by someone who was obviously brainwashed by Democrat leaders, Democrat media people, Marxist professors, Marxist school teachers with a Marxist curriculum. Now, I'm going to first go ahead and talk about the media, the Democrat politicians who are being confronted about this. And President Trump saying that the radical liberalism, radical left causes this political violence and so forth and so on, asking what they think about that. And they say, no, he is crazy. He is the one that has raised the temperature of violence. It is his rhetoric, Trump's rhetoric, that causes crazy liberals to kill conservatives in cold blood. It is the Trump rhetoric that is causing disturbed trans people to shoot little children in a Catholic church before they go to their Catholic school for the day. It's Trump's fault that all these lunatic liberals are conducting violent acts against conservatives. And it's not going to fly. But the thing is to act like that we are the ones that raise the temperature and all is ridiculous. Now, we have a montage. I meant to play this last night, but there was so much going on, we just didn't get to it. This is just a sampling, and we may not even play the whole thing because it goes on and on and on and on because there's so many examples. This is from cable TV shows, network TV shows, all over the place of your radical left, a.k.a. Marxists, speaking in terms of the left having to rise up in violence against Trump and MAGA. Listen.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings Pelosi. All over the country, and maybe there will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there is unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, we kick.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right, up to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. I said, even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take you behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Look as his character is stabbed to death.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
That's it right there, pulling up.
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
All right, Missouri that's State enough. Senator See, is under.
You get the idea. That was the Crypt Keeper Madonna who said that about I've thought about blowing up the White House. You know what, Madonna, you haven't been relevant in 20 years, so who cares? You old dirtbag. Nobody cares, Madonna. You're a clown. Trash. So you see, it's kind of hard for them to say that Trump is the one and MAGA, we're the ones who are causing the violence, the political violence. And you know what? Hopefully more and more people are seeing that. They're seeing that the people who run the Democrat Party who are radicalized. You know, that the mainstream of the Democrat Party now, that's their radical Marxist activist leftists. It's not a few. It's not a few radicalized Democrats, because, you know, people still say that, oh, it's just that Bernie Sanders wing, that AOC wing of the party. Well, no, they're all in the party. That's the mainstream of their party. It's more odd to see a Democrat that's not radicalized and hates America and is trying to tear her asunder. You know? So, this little trick I don't think is going to work. We have another clip. I think we can fit it in quickly. Isaac, if you can find it. I'm sorry I didn't tell you ahead of time. But that clip of Chuck Schumer and Big Sleepy, Hakeem Jeffries, when they were asked about what they think of Trump saying that it is the radical left stirring up all this violence. Listen.
Your reaction to President Trump blaming the radical left for what happened to Charlotte Kirk yesterday?
Well, look, the bottom line is this is a time that all Americans should come together and feel and mourn what happened. Violence, which affects so many different people of so many different political persuasions, is an affliction of America. And coming together is what we ought to be doing, not pointing fingers of blame.
This moment requires leadership that brings the American people together as opposed to trying to further divide us. Political violence in any form against any American is unacceptable, should be denounced by everyone. And moving forward, we have to figure out a better way to come together, not as Democrats or Republicans, but as Americans.
Oh, yeah. That's the great uniter there. The great uniter. Hakeem Jeffries, who comes from a long line of communists, for real. Again, I think it was his uncle that was a full-fledged out-of-the-closet communist. Yeah, he's a great uniter for all Americans, all Americans. And this is the time for us to come together for all Americans, not for Democrats or Republicans, but for all Americans. Shut up. And I call him Big Sleepy because his eyes just look like he's about to fall asleep at any time. He looks chronically high. It's almost like, you know, if you see somebody that's been smoking a lot of weed and they're looking at you and they're squinting and everything, and you want to say, hey, you need to go ahead and close your eyes before you bleed to death. That's what he looks like. He's got like one, you know, kind of like looking out of a corner of his eye and he's squinting. Big old face. Chuck Schumer all hunched over. God, they're just repulsive people. Hey, I don't know if the JC's is still a thing. You know, it used to be the JC's Club. I don't know if they're still a thing. And if you are, I don't know if you still put on haunted houses and stuff. We used to do that in the small towns. The JCs would do the haunted houses. If you still do that, get these Democrat politicians in there. They don't even have to put on costumes. You can tell me somebody walks up to somebody who looks like Chuck Schumer. Ooh, I got a little whistle there. Chuck Schumer in a dark room. They're not scared to death thinking that he's some sort of a ghoul. Scary, scary. Okay, so we got some people on the phone. They want to say some stuff. And if you want to say something, then you can get on there too, 704-570-1110. And as soon as I can, you know, we're going to see, you know, people have been holding for a while. We'll see what they've got to say. And then if we're moving on to the next thing, it'll be this this guy we're calling out who just proved himself to be out of his league today. Out of his league, which is a good pun because he's an athlete. You get it, out of his league. All right, more coming up. Hang on.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
identifying liberalism and mocking it relentlessly. This is the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3.
I don't want it to sound like I'm rushing too much tonight, but I got so much to cover, so many important things happening, and not a lot of time to get it in. Because I am going to we're going to talk about 9/11 since this is the anniversary of 9/11. We got that to cover. We got all kinds of other things other than Charlie Kirk. But that's the most important thing that is on everybody's minds right now. So so let's see. Talking to Travis. Hey, Travis. Hey.
Hey, TJ.
Hey, what's going on, bud?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Hey, I wanted to call last night, but I don't get a chance to listen live very often, so I'm calling tonight instead. Got to make it quick. I know you're kind of pressed for time. all day yesterday when I woke up, I worked third shift. I woke up late. I got the news late. It just felt like a weird night. Everything was off. It really reminded me of the way I felt on 9/11.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to compare the two because they're not the same, but the feeling was the same.
Mm-hmm.
And the more and more I thought about it, I have a lot of the same views that Charlie Kirk had.
Yeah, we are.
And it occurred to me throughout the night that him speaking out against the things he speaks out, the anti-gay, anti-trans, immigration,
mm-hmm.
I'm on board with all of that. And if this can happen to him in public,
well,
this can happen to me or anybody else who thinks the same way.
Okay.
And it really, made me mad.
Let me tell you something, Travis. It makes perfect sense for you to have the same feeling that you had on 9/11. And it's not because that the assassination of Charlie Kirk was as big as 9/11, which changed the world. It's not that.
Right.
But the feeling that we got, you and I, and so many other people got from that was the attack was simply because of our way of life. And it was because of our views. Charlie Kirk got killed, he got assassinated because he believes the things that we believe, which are the traditions of America, the freedom, the patriotism, the right and wrong of whether or not a person can change their sex just by thinking that they're another person, and that, you know, that just because you don't agree with somebody, then it doesn't mean that you're erasing them, and all of the things that we have as common, you know, traditional principles. That's the reason why the terrorists attacked the entire country on 9/11.
Right.
Because of who we are and the greatness that is the way we live our lives and the way that we believe that the world should be and that our country should be. So it makes complete sense to me. Because it's an attack on innocence. Charlie Kirk wasn't doing anything to anybody, and the people in those towers and in the Pentagon were not harming anybody that day on 9/11. And our country is the most charitable, the most giving, the most accepting country on the face of the earth in human history. And for us to get attacked on 9/11 because we're the great Satan or we're the worst and all that is the same concept of some lunatic shooting Charlie Kirk because he spoke the truth and they just couldn't handle it. It's attacking innocence.
That's exactly right. I agree completely. And the one thing that it kind of ties in with this that most people aren't saying, this was a form of a terrorist attack.
Yeah.
Even though it was probably, you know, American-born, this was still terrorism to get us to silence, to quiet mm-hmm. down.
Exactly.
And I just hope that people aren't afraid to speak the truth and what they believe about traditional conservative and Christian values.
Yeah.
Because that's what people like the shooter and whoever may be behind the shooter. That's their goal, is to silence us. And we've been quiet for far too long.
Exactly. And I think, though, Travis, I think that it's going to have the opposite effect. I think there are going to be more Charlie Kirks pop up out there now than you could ever imagine.
I hope so. I think so, too, and I hope so.
All right. Well, thank you, buddy. I sure appreciate your call. And always glad to have you out there listening, man. I really do.
Thanks, DJ. Love you. Been listening for a long time.
Thank you so much. Yeah, take care. Oof. So, as long as we're, you know, we've moved into the topic of 9/11, we're not finished with, you know, Charlie Kirk subject for the show, but as long as we're talking about 9/11, where did it go? We had a text a minute ago, and I got several of these types of messages this morning on my syndicated morning show that I do. It says, TJ, I was listening to you guys the morning of 9/11. Do you still have the audio and can you play it? Well, that's tricky because in the radio business, you know, a lot of times you get a dispute as to who owns the material that you created. Do you own it as the creator, or does the radio station own it as the ones that aired it? You know, so no, I don't have that, but there are so many people in Charlotte that have brought that up over the years, that the attack on the Twin Towers happened during the morning show of the Ace and TJ show that morning. And we were in our typical laughing it up, having fun, and we have TVs in the studio, all radio stations do, to monitor just such occasions, you know, something breaks open. And we looked up and there was that first plane. You could see it in the side of the World Trade Center tower, and it was smoke billowing out of it. And we're like, oh my God, look, this plane just crashed into the World Trade Center. And we're watching it and we say, wonder what happened. We thought, you know, this is just a plane crash, the pilot error or mechanical failure or something caused the plane crash. And while we're watching that, they had a live shot on it. We're on the air. The second plane hit, and, you know, we jumped and yelled, oh, and the first thing I said was, okay, this is not an accident. We're under attack. And we, Ace and I stayed on the air for, I think maybe 48 hours straight when that happened. And, you know, we did that a lot when there were big things going on. We would just stay on the air and work around the clock, talking to people, getting information and trying to get it, because we're not news people. We never had a news department in a top 40 radio station. So that's what we had to do. We had to just be your friends who were monitoring the situation, and they happened to have a microphone that everybody could hear. And people going to work, listening to their favorite morning show and laughing, and then all of a sudden, boom, the world changes forever. It was an act of war on our soil, and nobody had seen that. Nobody knew what to think of it. So, obviously, the biggest disaster in American history on our soil, 25 years ago, and we were asleep. We were asleep because we didn't know that these savage creatures were plotting to harm us like this. They were in all kinds of suspicious activities. Now, what caused us to be asleep and miss out on the signs? Well, I'll explain that to you, but I have to take a break now. And we'll go down that part of it, and it ties in to where we've allowed ourselves as a country to slip again today. So before, when we were in that spot, it ended up in horrible, horrible tragedy for our country. Are we headed for that again? Everything's in place for it. So we'll get into that next. Hang on.
Late, live, and local. It's the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Yes, the green-eyed patriot is on the air everywhere. All right, so today's the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. And the similarities are there between what happened on 9/11 and how we are right now. Not just with the Charlie Kirk assassination, but the reason why the political landscape is the way it is, with the division and with people thinking that it is justified in lashing out in violence. Okay. So the 9/11 attackers, the terrorists, the cockroaches who crashed those planes into our buildings and into our Pentagon and all of that. As we know, they're in hell now. They're sitting at the side of the devil, and hopefully they're getting poked in the butt with a pitchfork every 5 seconds. But they did things that were suspicious. They did things in learning how to fly those planes. They did things in where they live. They acted suspiciously, and nobody wanted to report them because they didn't want to be called racists. Now, if you're a young person listening to this, you may not know that. Did you know that, Isaac?
I did hear one time the story about one of the pilots who said he wanted to learn how to fly, but he didn't need to learn how to land.
Mm-hmm. Nobody reported him because they thought, well, if I report it, it'll make it seem like I'm racist or anti-Islamic. Meanwhile, they're plotting the death of thousands of innocent American citizens. Now, 9/11 attacks occurred. For a couple of days, the Democrats and the Republicans were one unit, linked arm in arm. I remember like it was yesterday, linked arm in arm in the U.S. Capitol, singing God Bless America. Republicans and Democrats, liberals and conservatives. And that lasted like 15 seconds. And then the Democrats were back to making it a political issue and saying that, asking, why do they hate us? What have we done to these poor people to make them hate us so much? And then used every ounce of energy they had to seize on a political moment to start tearing down George W. Bush's presidency because he wanted to go get them. They were bound and determined to figure out how it was our fault that these monsters attacked us on 9/11. Because obviously we're America, we're guilty, we're oppressors, we're the worst. It's the way the left looks at it. So that was the narrative that they had, and that's the narrative that they followed like a cat on a laser beam. Now, you think about that. 9/11 occurred. We were attacked because we're not a Sharia law nation, because we support Israel, because we have our own traditions that do not follow the Islamist point of view. In other words, we are not following extreme, the extreme Islamic religion, and we don't live that way, so we're the great Satan. That's why we were attacked. And you would think we'd learn our lesson. But now, all of our major cities have extreme Islamists calling the shots. Calling us again, the great Satan. Getting on social media. Proudly saying, they're going to bring us down. Complaining. If a city doesn't make special arrangements for them to practice their religion in the middle of the streets. We have a person that is more than likely going to be elected the mayor of our biggest city, who is an extreme Islamist who does not allow for people to be anything but. He is an Islamist Marxist, calling for global intifada. Yes, Rohan Mamdani, the little wormy, weaselly, psycho guy, calling for global intifada. And what are our Democrats doing? Oh, he's the best. He's a smart cookie, this guy. Look at Minneapolis. Minneapolis is same thing. There's a candidate for mayor there. Tim Walz. Sassy Tim Walz. Mind your own damn business. Tim Walz. Pumping them up, making special arrangements. Dearborn, Michigan. Putting Islamic writing and all on the police uniforms in the town. And I'm thinking that I heard or read a story where they're trying to have their own police force in one of these towns. So they can run it with Muslim law, they said. In America, in U.S. America, post 9/11. I hate cliches. But as the kids would say in their cliches on TikTok, make it make sense. Make it make sense. What is wrong with people? Now, I get it. This is America. You should be able to practice whatever religion that you want to practice until it threatens everybody. Now, I'm not saying that that all Muslims practice religion and the faith that threatens everybody. But the ones that are saying, we're threatening everybody. I'm no detective. I mean, I watch a lot of crime docs, and I follow along pretty closely, and I'm pretty good at solving it before the end of the show. But that would tell me that we don't need to be allowing that. Oh, but then what if we say something about it? How many people you think right now, if they're listening to this, are calling me a white supremacist racist? But if they are, they're fools. You a fool calling me that. 9/11. September 11th. The symbol of our prosperity was attacked. The symbol of our prosperity is what to the world? New York City. New York City. It is the greatest symbol of the greatness of capitalism in history. It was attacked because of it. Now, they're about to elect a mayor there who is the same mindset of these terrorists who crashed into the World Trade Center and the Pentagon and to a field in Pennsylvania, trying to kill as many of us as possible. You ever think of it that way? Hates Jews, hates Christians, hates everybody who aren't extreme Muslims. doesn't even like the ones who are just regular Muslims practicing their faith, minding their business. No, that's not good enough. They got to be extremists. They got to be, as they call Christians when they think that we're too into Christianity, teetotalers. You know, Brother Isaac, they call us teetotalers when we're following closely with our faith. And on the anniversary of 9/11, this is where we are. And it's not like that was 100 years ago. It's still fresh in everybody's mind. I think they need to start showing those planes crashing again. I think there needs to be shows, documentaries, showing it, showing what the people went through. Waking everybody up again. There's a difference between being awake and being woke. Being awake is good. I just made that up. That's going to be on a t-shirt. All right, hang on. TJ on the News is coming up next.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
Live from the big city of Charlotte, North Carolina, it's TJ on the News.
Okay. Woo. I'm tired, baby. I'm tired. I don't want to sound like Brett Jensen up in here, though. What's wrong with him? Brett Jensen hasn't slept in 3 weeks, hasn't eaten in 2 months. I mean, what's he talking about with all that? Is he on a hunger strike or something? What's wrong with him?
He is.
All right. Well, this is a portion of the show where we take a step back from the serious issues and we talk about some crazy stories in the news. And then we'll get back to the other stuff right after. But this is what we call TJ on the News. And young Isaac is here. And Andrew is in for Lonnie Ray tonight. So if everybody's ready, lead story. If you walk into a public bathroom in China, there's a chance that you'll have to watch an ad to get toilet paper. This is awesome. I'm telling you. Can you imagine this? So you go in there and you're sitting on the toilet. Now, this is mainly affecting women. Because men, obviously, if you're just going to the bathroom in the number one, you're not going to need any toilet paper. But you sit there, and right in front of you is a video screen and a QR code. So you scan the QR code, and a video ad plays, a commercial plays. And after the commercial, then it dispenses a modest amount of toilet paper, like 6 squares.
It's probably that 1-ply, too.
Yeah. Well, and here's the catch. If you need more than that, you got to watch another ad.
Oh, jeez.
I love that.
That is frugal.
That's very, very smart. It's not frugal. You're talking about a communist country here. So you're talking about a communist prison state is what it is. So you don't get toilet paper because you just want it like in America. You got to earn it. You got to earn it in China. All right. Next story. A St. Louis Circuit Court judge signed an arrest warrant for an 18-year-old for shooting his cousin over a box of rice. So I'm guessing it's a box of rice. It's probably minute rice. According to a probable cause statement from the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department, which has to be overworked. When you think about crime in St. Louis, damn.
They're working as hard as Brett Jensen.
They're eating. He's not even eating. Brett Jensen's not eating. So here's what happened. Keith Butler was mad at his cousin over the rice, chased him with a firearm. So the cousin attempted to hide in a car. So Butler found his cousin and shot at him while he was in the vehicle in the driveway. And the victim suffered a gunshot wound to his hand. They said that Butler sent messages to the victim's sister the day before saying that he was going to shoot his cousin. I'm going to shoot your brother, my cousin. And Butler has allegedly continued to relay threats to the victim's sister, and they charged him with first-degree assault, unlawful use of a weapon, and an armed criminal action. But here's the thing. The stupid media people writing the story didn't put what why he was mad about the box of rice. It was over a box of rice, but why? Did the box of rice, did the other guy do something to it? Did he eat it when he shouldn't have eaten it? Did he get the wrong kind at the grocery store? What could it be? That's the thing. Was he like, that was going to be for my wedding? Boom, boom.
It had to be. He was taking the rice. He ate the rice. No way this is over the wrong brand.
Yeah.
There's got to be a good motive for this. If that's the way it ended,
I'm saying. I don't think the motive was even worth the printing it here. So maybe there'll be a follow-up on it. Mm. I don't know. It's a big story. Grabbing headlines.
That 99-cent box of rice.
Yeah.
It's not that deep. Mm-hmm.
Next story.
Say my name.
So look, we got another story from China. There's a couple in Shanghai. They filed for divorce after 2 years of marriage because they had a baby last year. It was a baby boy. And they couldn't agree on a name. Now, that may sound minor, but both sides insisted on a name, refused to budge, and without a name, the birth certificate couldn't be issued. So a lot of important things were stuck in limbo, even the basic medical procedures that the baby needed. So in the years since the boy's birth, the hospital tried to issue a makeshift birth certificate, and the court tried to force the parents to get their stuff together for the sake of the kid, but nothing worked on these people. Now, on top of everything else, since they're divorcing over this, there's also a custody battle over the boy, whatever the boy's name is. So I guess whoever wins the kid gets to name it.
This is going to be like your son. Hey, boy. Yeah,
that's why we call him Boy. It's just easier. His name's Boy. No, actually, this may be interesting for people that have been living in Charlotte for a long time. My daughter's name is Lainey. She's our firstborn. And we liked the name Lainey because there was a meteorologist at WSOC-TV at the time named Lainey Pope. And I had met her. She was very sweet, and we liked the name Lainey, and that's how our daughter got her name.
Is that a family name? Nah, it's a favorite weather girl.
She's a meteorologist, and I believe she's chief meteorologist now in Raleigh.
How dare I?
Yeah, how dare you?
I'm moving up in life.
Misogynist. I used to think that was somebody who gave massages. All right, and finally. Okay, I hate to be the one to bring this subject up, but you know, more and more men are getting Botox and those types of things. Would you ever do that, Isaac?
When you
start to get older, would you ever get Botox?
I age like a fine wine, first of all, but no, I would never.
Yeah, so a 24-year-old, lady and gentlemen, a 24-year-old ages like fine wine. Okay. Well, more and more men are getting not Botox, but it's called Scrotox.
No.
I'm not kidding. That is a procedure.
Oh, man.
They get Botox in that area, calling it Scrotox. So it smooths out wrinkles, and that's the first thing I thought when I saw the story, and I was like, that's crazy. But it also does other things. They say that it keeps you from sweating in that area, and if I'm trying to put this where it's not so crude, but let's say, you know, if somebody sets you up and you come back with, they set you up for you to look good with an intelligent comment afterwards, and they say, oh, that's the low hanging fruit. Well, let's say there's low hanging fruit. These Scrotox treatments help get the fruit back up in the tree.
What are we doing? You know, what are we doing? What are people doing?
Well, I mean, again, you're 24, so you don't have to worry about, you know, if you're walking on the beach, it looking like you're dragging a rope behind you you know, you don't have to worry about that. But some, I don't know. I don't have a problem, but I'm just telling you that if I did have that problem and there was a treatment for it, I'd probably get it. I mean, if I'm you know, to be honest, if you know, I don't want.
I felt like someone had to have been bored to come up with this. Like, wow. Well,
they used to have these toys when I was a kid. I think they discontinued them because they were dangerous. They were these giant
clackers.
Clackers, yeah. Mm. So if you got clackers, you probably want to get that fixed. I'm just saying. All right, so we got to get back to the serious issues. That is it for TJ on the news.
He's radio royalty in the Carolinas and Queen Charlotte's sweetest prince. It's TJ Ritchie on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
This microphone won't stay up. All right, this is good. Don't move. Nobody move. All right, 704-570-1110. That's the number. Call, text, whatever. Driven by Liberty Buick GMC. All right, I've been talking about this since the beginning of the show, and I knew this was coming. I knew it was coming because CBS and their media department, they have a golden child. Oh, they have them a special star. You could see it happening. His name is Nate Burleson. Nate Burleson played in the NFL. And he became a broadcaster on the CBS NFL coverage. And then they said, you know what? He's so good. We need to promote him to the regular news department. So now he does all of the NFL coverage and everything. He's a superstar with the network. And then he's on with Gayle King and them, which is a clown show. Any network news show is a clown show. There you go. I said it. But he showed himself today to be out of his element. Now, here's the thing about Nate Burleson. He's a beautiful man. Oh, is he a pretty man? He's got the fancy, flashy suits. He's got the manicure. He's got the perfect haircut. He wears a different pair of glasses every day to match whatever he's wearing. Designer frames. I mean, he is decked. If you saw him in a big city walking down the street, you'd say, hey, that is probably, he looks like he would be the highest paid defense attorney in this town. He's got it, baby. He's got it. But talking about the issues today, he made a complete and total fool of himself when discussing Charlie Kirk and talking about the Republicans and how the GOP, they're the ones that need to calm it down with the rhetoric. Listen.
Yeah, and Mr. Speaker, I want to get back to you. And as Tony mentioned, not everyone took to his words or his rhetoric. You know, at times, they were offensive to specific communities. But with that said, this is not the time to focus on that. We are focused on this tragedy. Speaking of this tragedy, is this a moment for your party to reflect on political violence? Is it a moment for us to think about the responsibility of our political leaders and their voices and what it does to the masses as they get lost in misinformation or disinformation that turns in and spills into political violence?
I say both parties.
Yeah, shut up, Gayle. So yeah, Nate Burleson, I don't know who told you to say that, but you could tell that you weren't confident in saying it. You were nervous because, you know, that's not your lane. We know. Those of us who know, know. This should be the music playing. Clown. But you see, ladies and gentlemen, there is no more liberal form of media in U.S. America than the sports media. The sports media is the most liberal. And they don't know a damn thing about it. Nate Burleson is pretty. That's what his strength is. He's pretty. So anybody that knows Nate, maybe pass it along to him. Tell him I said it. You're pretty. Stick to being pretty. And stop making a fool of yourself. Because the rhetoric is on the left. The rhetoric is on the side that owns and pushes the network that you work for. The rhetoric is on your side, pretty man. Talk it over with your nail tech. If you want to talk about politics, talk about it with your nail tech while she's talking about who over in the next chair cheated on her husband. Nate. Now, you may be able to fool a lot of people, Nate, but I'm the most observant person in the world. I am America's number one societal profiler. I know what you're about. You're pretty. Pretty, pretty, pretty. That's it. You may know football because you were a professional in that. Fine. But you know what? A lot of people know football. I will say this, though. Nate Burleson, when it comes to football coverage and all of that, is not as despicable as Ryan Clark, who is, you know, it hurts me to say that since I'm an LSU fan. He played at LSU. But he's a full-on, in my humble opinion, an anti-white racist and a race baiter and would have zero career in broadcasting if he didn't constantly throw race into everything. But people are getting sick of that. He also panders to women, black women, because he talks crap about white women by saying black women have it, you know, just always doing something. But Burleson doesn't do that. Burleson's smooth at getting in and out of his segments and things like that that you do in broadcasting. And again, what is he? Pretty. He's a pretty man. Super pretty. Now, sometimes he wears some clownish suits and the bright colors and all of that that make him look like that he's, you know, trying to go to some sort of a retro rave or something. But for the most part, he's pretty. So I know there's got to be somebody in town that knows him. Maybe take this clip from my podcast and pass it along to him. Because I'm here to help him. I'm trying to help him. Next time they try to get you into a political discussion and they tell you that kind of stuff to talk against the GOP when it comes to toning down rhetoric that causes violence, you may want to say, hey, look, let me step out of this conversation because I don't want to make a fool of myself the way I did last time. Y'all had me looking like a fool. Don't nobody make Nate look like a fool. That's what you need to say. Call me, Nate. We'll talk about it. Because I know I used to be pretty, too. And as soon as I finish losing this weight, I'm going to be pretty again. Then you can call me pretty. But I have more than that. I know when somebody's trying to make me look like a fool. Okay. We have some, we're going to talk about these disgusting demons who are celebrating the death of Charlie Kirk and how all of this ties back into not just the political violence that's going on, but all the violence in the country. Okay, we'll get that next.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
He's America's coolest conservative. Welcome to the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 at 99.3 WPT.
Boom. All right. America's coolest conservative, the green-eyed patriot, on the air, everywhere. Now, let's get back to this. The political violence and the regular old violence that's going on in this country. Whether you're talking about the assassination of Charlie Kirk, whether you're talking about the assassination attempt on President Trump or the other assassination attempt on President Trump, whatever you're talking about. Or the brutal stabbing where a creature on the light rail stabbed an innocent woman in the neck in Charlotte. The reason that the left, meaning the media, the politicians and their staff and any of those people, the reason they are out there so quickly trying to blame the political violence and all of the violence on President Trump and MAGA's rhetoric is because they know that it lies at their feet. Earlier, that clip that we played of Hakeem Jeffries and Chuck Schumer saying we need to, you know, we're sad for all Americans. And as soon as they got through saying that, they tried to help each other get the blood off their hands. They're wiping blood off their hands at the time because they know that they and their party are responsible for it. So all over social media, it got to the point where I couldn't stomach any more of it. All these people starved for attention, celebrating, saying these, you know, performing into the camera, these wicked laughs and everything, saying Charlie Kirk got what he deserved and all of this stuff. And they do it just to get a rise out of people, get attention. And they all fit the same profile. Most of them are women. Because when women feel like they've been put upon, they can really turn on the psycho. We know this. But I'm going to tell you the profile of these women. That's why I don't even have to play clips for you. I'm going to tell you. And you know women like this. They are hideous looking. They are miserable with themselves. They were probably raised in a chaotic household growing up where their dad wasn't around. Their mom was probably dragging men in and out of the house and in and out of their lives when they were kids constantly. They're dirty. They try to make themselves look as ugly as possible with the crazy colored hair and the piercings and all of that because they feel they can't be pretty, so they have to go the other way to get attention. I'm going to look hideous. I'm going to look shocking to get attention for my looks because I'm not pretty. So what has happened is all of these things that have gone on to build their lives, they're unhappy, and you get these Democrats that come along and put it in their heads that they're unhappy and their lives suck. I get it. Your life sucks, but it's not your fault. It's not your fault that you're lazy and you have no gumption and that you lie around in a stinking, dirty house all day making videos and pretending like you're so joyous that this evil Charlie Kirk was murdered, gunned down, this 31-year-old family man. You act like you're so special. You're getting attention now because you feel like you've never been seen. Why do you think the left always tells people, we want to be seen? You want to be seen. We see you. We see you. We see you. Why do you think they're always saying that? Why do you think they're always using these phrases like your truth? Oh, this is your truth. Your truth. Your truth is different than everybody else's truth. Your truth is special. There's no your truth or my truth. There's the truth. But the key is telling them that their miserable, hideous lives are not their fault, that they wouldn't be in that shape if it weren't for Republicans, conservatives, and the like. So when somebody comes along like Charlie Kirk, and he basically tells the truth of life in this country, they can't handle it because that means if they listen to him, then if they buy what he's selling, then they have to come to the realization that their lives are hideous because of them, not because of whoever's in charge of the Republican Party. Then you get these Marxists coming in and they throw all of these terms around. They change the language. They speak in these hyperbolic terms and then they make people think, oh, even worse of their political enemies. You know, you can't just have an opinion based in fact. Like when I say that the statistics show that the that 70 something percent of Black babies born in the U.S. are born to single mothers. And that was all created by Democrats. Prior to Lyndon Johnson, the black family in general was intact. Lyndon Johnson came along, who he himself was a disgusting racist. Oh, and a terrible, terrible, psychotic, narcissistic man. And the plan was to break apart the black family. That way they would always, as a voting bloc, depend on Democrats to give them enough money to survive. That's how it worked. So you can't disagree with that like you used to. No. I then get called a white supremacist. Okay? Evil white supremacist, because I state facts and I state it from the aspect of it's horrible what the Democrats have done to these people that they consider to be marginalized groups. They're marginalized, if they are, because of Democrat policies. But the Democrats who can't deal with the truth, the Democrats in power who can't deal with the truth because they know that the truth outs them for being shady and corrupt, their opponents have to be silenced. And a good way to silence a white person is by making non-white people and some white people believe, or making everybody, let me put it this, making everybody believe that a white person is a white supremacist. That's what gets in people's minds. That's why President Trump is evil to them. That's why somebody like Charlie Kirk had to die. That's why other acts of violence against conservatives or white people has to happen. Because they're evil white supremacists. Because if they follow Trump, then they need to be erased. Because they're trying to erase us. That's what they've been told. It's sick. So it all fits into the plan that these Marxists in charge of the Democrat Party now, it fits into the plan that they have been acting out for years now. And they're happy about it because it's what they want. It's what they wanted. They just want more of it. They want it to continue and they want it to grow. And the proof is there. The proof is there every single day and night when you listen to. All you got to do is listen to them. Take them at their word. I've got two clips that we're going to play in the next segment because we don't have time here. I got two clips to prove my point. It just brought in 2 out of 1,000 that I watched today. How these people who are so miserable in their lives because they've made nothing of themselves and they've fallen prey to the indoctrination of Democrats who have told them, you can't make anything of yourself in America because the deck is stacked against you because of the white supremacists and Nazis like Donald Trump and the people who follow him. That's the saddest part. People have wasted their lives when they could have made something of themselves. They've wasted their lives because they've listened to Democrat rhetoric. They've listened to evil Democrats who have done nothing but set their goal to hold people back, to hold them down so they'll always be beholden to the mighty Democrats. That's what's happened. That's the truth. Hang on, more coming up.
Radio, podcasts, and cool social media content.
Get all the TJ you can handle at WBT.com/TJ. Now, back to the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
Metallica. Tonight, it's Metallica. Okay. Whew. It's freezing in here and I done worked up a sweat. What's that about? Damn. Okay, so examples of what I speak. Examples of how the rhetoric from the left poisons the minds. They lie so much. Oh, they lie so much. So then you have these people who listen to the Democrats and they listen to the Marxists who are dead set on groups in America hating each other and breaking down into total chaos. Isaac, let's go first with the one I labeled as Dumb A Racist Woman. Okay, this is a clip, Dumb A Racist Woman. And I believe she is, I think she is the one that is speaking about people being upset about the murder in the light rail. I got them backwards.
No, yeah. You're right.
All right, murder in the light rail in Charlotte, which the accused is a black man, attacked a white girl in front of him for no reason, blood all over the car, everything, and people being upset about it. This is what she said.
I do not care. I do not care. We do not care. We do not care. Speaking from a scorned black woman living in America with PTSD. With PTSD, we do not care.
Hang on
a second. I've seen so many.
What kind of what do you call it?
PTSD.
PTSD does she have? PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. What does she have? Is she saying that she has PTSD from being mistreated at the hands of white people in America? I think that's what she's saying. Okay, go ahead.
I've seen so many black men get unalive by the hands of the mother government. I've seen my people on live stream get pew-pew down by white supremacists.
Stop.
I've seen.
She's lying. There's no way. She's lying. But does she really believe this? Does she think that it's going on, but she hasn't really seen it? So she's trying to add to her credibility by saying that she has seen it. Now, you'll hear in the clip that she's not really swift with a line of thought, because when people are talking and they're trying to say something passionately and they just keep repeating the same thing over and over and over. We do not care. We do not care. We do not care. We do not care. That means that they're not fully, you know, developed in their thoughts. And she does that. So I think she's lying. And every time she's stretching, trying to say, we do not care. We do not care. She's trying to think of the next thing to say because she's making it all up. Go ahead.
I've seen black people get hung in 2025 and Sunday.
You know good and well she hasn't seen that.
That is a lie.
You know damn well she has not seen that. Why is she lying? Why is she lying? Go ahead.
Downtown, we do not care. I don't care about this YT woman. I don't care about that. And I'm never going to care. I'm never going to care, because black people don't never get justice. We don't have an anti-bill to protect us against police brutality or hate crimes committed against black people. We don't have these things.
They don't have hate crimes laws and convictions about hate crimes committed against black people. I'm going to throw this out there. You can check it if you want. But a huge number of hate crimes that get reported that are hate crimes against black people turn out to be hoaxes. They're a hoax. I don't know if that's what she's talking about or She just really thinks that there are a bunch of hate crimes going on and they're just not getting prosecuted. I don't know. She's obviously nutty. Okay, keep going.
So I don't care. Okay. You can't force me to care. Black folks, stop making videos saying that you care because you shouldn't care.
I don't care.
I don't give a about this point.
I don't care.
I'm never going to care. I'm never going to care. Okay. But if it's a person that looks like me, I'm going to care because we never motherfucking get justice. So I don't give a about this white.
Okay. Pleasant, right? So obviously, if any of those things would have happened that she had said she witnessed, even one of them, in the smallest corner of her backyard, it would have been wall-to-wall national coverage. There's no way. But the question is, why is she saying it? There's no such thing as systemic racism in this country. White supremacy is not just because a white person does something you don't like. That's not white supremacy. Then we have another lady, another woman. We've labeled her, well, we just labeled her lying racist woman. Listen.
White people only respect violence. And that's why when I'm outside of work, I don't hesitate to jump down their mother throats anytime they try to play with me.
Who's trying to play with
me? Because they know exactly what the fuck they be doing.
Oh.
The only grace I have is for people that look like me. Other than that.
Okay, stop. The only grace she has is for people who look like her. Well, then we need to all have grace for those people if they look like you because you're ugly. And again, it fits that profile that I was talking about earlier. People who think that they don't fit the mold of a pretty person and all this. Somebody else's fault. And it's all of the catchphrases. It's all the things that the left has planted in these people's heads. People who look like me. Where does that even come from? Why do you say people who look like me? Why don't you say black people? What? And I know it's got some sort of a Marxist meaning behind it, or they wouldn't be teaching that. Isaac doesn't look a thing like me, and we're both. White? I would never say nobody looks like me here. Or if I walked into a place and it was only black people and one white person, I wouldn't say, oh, he's the only one that looks like me. But you see, the point is that all of this has been taught on purpose. The Democrats love this kind of speak. They love this kind of action from people. We don't. Conservatives don't want that. Conservatives want everybody to get along. We want everybody to do their very best, the best they possibly can. We don't want to hold people back. That's why our principals say, government, get out of people's way. Let them be as much as they can be. Just get out of the way and let the American spirit thrive in everybody of all races. The Republican Party was founded on fighting slavery. The Republicans fought for civil rights and integration into schools. Democrats were the ones blocking the doorways. Democrats were the ones turning the water cannons on black protesters, the peaceful protesters. They've got it backwards because they have been hoodwinked, so to speak. They've been tricked by these awful Democrats. All right, look, I got to go. Mark Levin's up next. God loves you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. See you tomorrow.
It's TJ Ritchie on News Talk 1110 at 99.3.
WPT.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.